You're listening to The Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today we're talking with Canadian fiddle champion Scott Woods. So welcome, Scott.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Now, Scott, you will be playing at a benefit at the Richmond Regional School. That will be coming up on April 14th. Tell us about the performance.
Well, every time we go out on the road, it's a brand new show, and this year is no different. It's called Fiddling in the Key of A, as in Canadian A.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek look at the regional different fiddling styles across Canada.
Okay.
And we look at everything from Celtic and Cape Breton style fiddling and Acadian fiddling, and of course the spin-offs, when you take the French into consideration that moved to southern Louisiana, they called it Cajun music, and we do a little Cajun tune. The Quebecois French-Canadian style fiddling, lots of Don Messer old-time music in there as well, and as we go further west, you run into more of the Métis style in northern Ontario and through the prairies. Lots of Eastern European influence on the fiddling styles in the prairies as well. So it's the full gamut of songs and fiddling styles and, of course, lots of humor along the way as well.
Okay, that's very interesting. Never thought about different fiddling styles. I thought it was pretty much all the same.
No, a lot of people, they hear Natalie McMaster, for example, a great Cape Breton style fiddler, and they say, oh, that's what Canadian fiddling is. But then they think about Don Messer and they say, well, that's Canadian fiddling. But they're very different styles, and there's lots of regional styles that I think because of the geography of Canada, it's been so big that the styles have been maintained, and the settlers brought them with them, that style of fiddle tunes and that the specific style of playing them with them, and they've kept over these generations just because of the distance and separation we have, mostly by geography.
Okay, so it's definitely not just for entertainment then. Everyone is going to get an education on fiddling. What age did you start fiddling?
Well, I started when I was 4 years old, and I'm the youngest of four kids.
Okay.
So
my
brother and my sisters were playing fiddle, like my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom was the piano player, and my dad had an old-time dance orchestra from the time he was 12 years old.
Okay.
And that's how mom and dad met. My dad hired my mom as the piano player when she was 16 for his band. And they played all the old square dance music and round dance music. And, of course, I grew up, and sometimes if there was no babysitter when I was little, I'd be asleep on a pile of coats behind the piano on stage.
Mm-hmm.
So I've literally listened to this different styles of music for basically all my life, and very fortunate to study classical music along the way for technique.
Mm-hmm.
And but still my passion, my heart is always in the fiddle music for sure.
Okay, that's interesting. Now, you've been to the area here in the Eastern Townships before?
Absolutely. We've been to Richmond several times before, and we've been in Lennoxville as well. Generally, at Christmas time, we're in Lennoxville. And at some point during our regular tour in the year in spring or sometimes in the fall, we have a stop in Richmond, and we're looking forward to our stop next Tuesday the 14th in Richmond at the high school once again.
Right, and I guess you always have a big crowd wherever you're playing, so it's very popular, especially in the townships here. You also do kind of an act, too. You do cartwheels, things like that, as you play the fiddle, so that's pretty interesting.
When I was 11 years old, I started doing this routine where I play behind my back and under my legs. And, you know, a lot of the great fiddlers in the past have done silly things like this. Al Turney and Graham Townsend and King Ganem. A lot of the great fiddlers did this kind of a routine. And I took it one step further, and I do a front running somersault and while I'm playing. And I also walk on a barrel. And so, yeah, we still do that. That's near the end of the show. And that's the one carryover from show to show. Every show, the music is different, and the tunes, the songs, the stories, the costumes, the backdrop, everything changes. So that the audience are very loyal, and they come every year.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that they see a fresh show. But that's one thing that they always ask for, so we carry that over from show to show. And sometimes it changes a little bit as well, but yeah, we're going to do some of those tricks for sure. They call me the flippin' fiddler because of that routine.
Okay, so it's quite animated. Ever had any little accidents?
Oh, yes. We could tell some stories. I've never broken a violin or a bow.
Mm-hmm.
Or anything like that. I've never broken any bones.
Okay.
But I've had some very ungraceful moments on the stage. I caught my feet on like a wire that was on the stage, or tripped on a piece of equipment, or slid into one, or just about took my nephew out one time. He said that if he hadn't shaved that morning, that he probably would have got kicked in the jaw. But he was so close to my heel coming down when I flipped that he just barely, he could feel the wind off of my shoe. So.
Okay, that's interesting. Now, it's a benefit show. So do you usually do benefit shows, or is this something special?
Almost all of our shows across the country are fundraisers for churches or charities, mm-hmm. you know, service clubs and different organizations in the community. And it's kind of a ministry for us that way. We certainly don't play music to make a lot of money. We're lucky at the end of a tour if we can break even and cover our costs.
Okay.
And our costs are very high. We travel in a big tour bus and mm-hmm. we have all our own equipment because we're playing in so many different styles of venues. We carry a full backdrop and screen and lights and PA and all our instruments and costumes. There's six of us on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's quite an undertaking, but we do have a lot of fun. And we enjoy the music and we enjoy the people that we're playing for. They're very loyal. They're very passionate about the type of music that we're playing. There's not a lot of other groups out on the road with a professional touring company that are doing this kind of music. So it's really worthwhile. And we try and involve the local communities, not only in the fundraising, but any chance we can have a local fiddler join us. In fact, we've got Courtney Drew from Lennoxville area, Corkshire Eaton, and she is going to be joining us in Richmond once again. She's toured with us in the past, and she's been a guest on our show many times in Richmond and also in the Sherbrooke area. So we're looking forward to Courtney. Always plays something French-Canadian style fiddling that we always really look forward to. She always has some great tunes lined up for us.
That's great. Definitely brings a local flavor to the show, too.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Do you have a day job, or is this...
This is it. This is what we do for a living. Actually, both my wife and I work full-time in this business. She does all of the administration and logistics, booking tours and setting up all of that kind of stuff. And I do all of the recording. I have a recording studio at home, and we have a new CD that just came out to coincide with this tour called Fiddling in the Key of A.
Mm-hmm.
And then I look after all of the equipment and sound and lights and all of that stuff. And I drive the bus, and I do service on the generator and the bus, and anything else that breaks on the bus I have to fix. And you know, it's kind of a, you have to be a jack of all trades. It's not a business that we can, it's not rock and roll, I always say. It's fiddle music. So we don't have a driver, and we don't have a huge budget for all those luxuries of, you know, roadies to carry the gear in. We carry it all ourselves, the six of us on the bus. And my dog travels with me, too. So it's more of a family atmosphere. We're not partiers. We like to do our job, and then we go in and we sleep and get up and we do it all again the next day.
That's amazing. Definitely a passion for you and your wife and all the performers, too.
Absolutely, yes. Okay. Yeah, you have to love what you do, for sure.
So that is coming to Richmond Regional High School on April 14th. And for tickets, you can definitely get in touch with Phyllis, and we'll have the number for you. So thanks again, Scott, and all the best on the show and in your future.
Thank you very much. We certainly appreciate helping to get the word out. Phyllis has had our show hosted there many, many times in Richmond, and her and her sister, we're playing for her sister's church the next night in Alexandria in
mm-hmm.
Ontario.
Okay.
And they just like family, and they always treat us so well, and so we're really looking forward to a great stop in Richmond coming up on the 14th.
Okay, well, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Scott Woods, Canadian Fiddle Champion, will be coming to Richmond Regional High School on April 14th at 7 p.m. The proceeds will go toward the Melbourne Ridge Cemetery, the Malvern Cemetery in Lennoxville, Cab Redeker Center in Beebe, and the Richmond Historical Society. Tickets can be reserved or purchased from Phyllis, 819-826-5883. 819-826-5883.